82%. That is the number of law firms currently using Google Ads who report a completely poor return on investment.
Which is just staggering.
It really is. 82% of those budgets essentially just vanishing. Welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I'm Ron, and I'll be your lead host as we unpack this today.
And I'm Sandy, looking forward to diving into this with you today.
So today's deep dive is based on a fantastic, honestly eye-opening article that we found right on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website. And, you know, we wanted to start with that staggering statistic because it is the absolute elephant in the room for lawyers.
Oh, for sure. It's not just some, you know, fringe complaint from a biased source trying to sell you something.
Right, exactly. This is a consistent, documented pattern. I mean, it's the exact conversation you hear at bar association dinners everywhere when someone casually asks, hey, how's that PPC campaign going for you?
It's such a shared frustration. You talk to managing partners, and they all have a version of that exact same story.
Always.
They set a budget. They watch that ad spend just vanish into clicks. They get, I don't know, a handful of calls that aren't even the right types of cases.
Yeah.
And they eventually just throw their hands up and conclude that pay-per-click just doesn't work for a law firm.
Right. PPC is broken. That just becomes the default takeaway. But our educational mission today is to really break down the mechanics of why that failure happens. Because that conclusion that it just doesn't work is actually missing the mark.
So the bad experience is real, but the takeaway is wrong.
Exactly. The bad experience is very real. But understanding where the leaks are in that system points us toward what actually does drive law firm growth.
Yeah.
So to understand how to fix that 82% failure rate, we really have to follow the money.
Okay, so let's start at the very top of that funnel, because a lot of firms are pouring significant money into these platforms. Where's the first major leak?
It starts with the math, specifically the really harsh economics of legal keywords. I mean, legal keywords are among the most expensive in all of Google Ads.
Because it operates on an auction system, right?
Yeah, exactly. You are literally bidding against every other hungry firm in your city. And this is especially true if you're in a highly competitive market, like personal injury. Let's just walk through the actual numbers here.
Right.
Let's say your firm sets a monthly budget of $5,000. In a lot of major markets, a single click for a top-tier keyword could easily cost you $100 or even $200.
Wait, slow down. So if they are paying up to $200 a click, that $5,000 budget doesn't go very far at all.
Not at all. I mean, that $5,000 might only buy you 25 to 50 clicks for the entire month.
That is an incredibly small amount of traffic for a $5,000 investment.
It's a trickle.
Yep.
And let's say you have a fairly standard website conversion rate of around 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those 25 to 50 clicks, you are left with just one or two leads per month.
Wow.
And not retained cases. Mind you, just one or two people actually filling out a form or picking up the phone.
Then the math
is brutal. But here's where the mechanism gets really interesting.
What do you mean?
It's not just the high cost per click that drains the budget. The more fundamental issue is how Google interprets which keywords the firm is actually targeting.
Ah, are you talking about the difference between what a lawyer thinks they are bidding on versus what the search engine actually shows the ad for?
You nailed it. There is this fundamental trap called broad match.
Right, the default setting.
Yeah. When you set up a Google Ads campaign, if you aren't meticulously managing the settings, Google defaults to broad match keywords. They frame it as being helpful, casting a wider net for you.
But what actually happens is your incredibly expensive legal campaign routinely surfaces for completely irrelevant searches.
Precisely. You might bid on personal injury attorney, but because of broad match, you are suddenly paying top dollar when a law student searches for personal injury case law essay.
Oh, man. Or people who are just seeking free legal information like how to write a demand letter, who have absolutely zero intention of actually hiring a lawyer.
Yes. Or even your competitors clicking on your ads to see what your landing page looks like. I mean, an unmanaged broad match campaign can literally burn through half of its budget on clicks that had zero chance of ever converting.
So the budget bleeds out before you even get in front of a viable client?
Exactly.
That has to be maddening for a firm. But okay, let's assume they figure that part out. Say they hire a great agency, they turn off broad match, they use exact match, and they get a highly relevant prospect to actually click the ad.
Okay.
They've paid the $100. Why are they still losing that prospect?
That brings us to the second massive point of failure, the landing page disconnect. Let's look at the psychology of the user here. A prospect clicks a highly specific Google ad, and they land on the firm's homepage.
which is usually a pretty generic experience.
Completely generic. Picture your typical law firm homepage. It talks about the firm's history, the founding partners, the year they were established. It lists a massive laundry list of all the different practice areas.
Like family law, real estate, personal injury, criminal defense.
Right, estate planning, all of it. And maybe, just maybe, there's a contact form buried at the very bottom.
But the person who clicked that ad, they might be standing on the side of the highway with a wrecked car, searching specifically for a car accident attorney.
And that is the exact friction point. That homepage doesn't speak to their immediate painful problem at all. It's just too generic.
The cognitive load is too high for them.
Exactly. You are asking a stressed, panicked person to hunt through a menu to see if you actually handle their specific problem. So what do?
They hit the back button.
They bounce. Yeah, they just leave. PPC campaigns that drive paid traffic to a general homepage instead of a purpose-built landing page are wasting the vast majority of what they spend.
Because a landing page needs to be designed specifically for the exact search query, right? With a single clear action.
Yes, the messaging has to match what the person was searching for. Let me use an analogy here because I think it really illustrates the mechanical failure of this approach.
Let's hear it.
So sending a highly specific search query to a generic homepage is like a patient walking into a specialized surgery center in severe pain. But instead of being taken directly to the specialist they asked for, they are just handed a general hospital directory.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The receptionist just says, yeah, we do a lot of things here. Check the map and figure out what floor you need to go to.
That patient's going to get frustrated instantly.
They're going to feel like they aren't in the right place and they're going to walk right out the door.
Yeah.
You have to hand them the exact solution they searched for the very second they arrive.
Right. Make them work for it and you lose them. That makes total sense.
It's just human nature. But here is the kicker. Let's say you master the keyword math. You turn off broad match. You build a beautiful, perfectly tailored landing page that converts at a high rate.
Okay, so you did everything right.
You did the marketing perfectly. The entire investment can still completely collapse. And this brings us to the third big issue outlined in the article, which is the intake bottleneck.
Ah, the operational side.
Right. You can execute the marketing perfectly, but if your firm drops the ball at the literal finish line, that $200 click is still entirely wasted.
Because generating the lead is only half the battle. Securing the client is a completely different workflow.
And to understand why this fails so often, we have to look at the unique psychology of a PPC lead. Paid leads are uniquely hot.
Meaning they are ready to act right now.
Exactly. Think about their mindset compared to a referral. They went to a search engine, they typed in a need for an attorney right now, and they clicked an ad right now. There is a massive level of urgency.
They are in distress and they expect a fast response.
Right. But the operational reality in most busy law firms is very different.
Oh, completely. Attorneys are in court, paralegals are buried in discovery, and the receptionist might be on the other line or, you know, on a lunch break.
Exactly. So the prospect calls, they get sent a voicemail, or they fill out that perfect landing page form. But the intake team doesn't get back to them until the following morning.
Which happens all the time.
All the time. And in the paid search world, that operational delay is fatal. If they call and reach a voicemail or submit a form and have to wait 24 hours for a callback, they don't just sit patiently by the phone.
No, they are still in distress. They've already hit the back button and called three other firms on that same search page.
And the data on this is wild. Research consistently shows what we call the 5-minute rule.
The 5-minute rule.
Yeah. A response time within 5 minutes dramatically outperforms a response time within an hour, and an hour dramatically outperforms next day follow-up.
I mean, 5 minutes is an incredibly tight window. For a solo practitioner or small firm, answering every web form within 5 minutes feels almost physically impossible sometimes.
It is incredibly demanding. But I have to push back on the traditional law firm mindset here because it's a huge blind spot.
How so?
Well, a lot of attorneys think, my resume is incredible. I went to a top-tier school. My track record in the courtroom is stellar. They will leave a message and wait for me to call them back.
Right, resting on their prestige.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in the PPC world, you are not just competing on legal prestige. You are competing on speed.
Because the client doesn't know about your trial record yet, right? They just know their neck hurts and they need someone to say, we can help.
That's the core truth. If you delay your response, it is literally like showing up to a race after it is completely over.
Wow.
I mean, you could be the fastest, most qualified runner in the world, but if that lead is sitting in your voicemail inbox, they've already signed a retainer with the firm that picked up on the first ring.
So most law firm PPC campaigns are actually generating leads faster than their internal intake process can handle them.
Yes. The marketing isn't failing, the intake infrastructure is.
So if paid ads are this expensive and they are fraught with these keyword traps and they require you to build separate landing pages and they demand this instantaneous under 5 minute intake process, what is the alternative? Yeah. Is there a channel that works better as a primary growth strategy?
There absolutely is, and it's organic search. When we talk about what actually drives sustainable, long-term law firm growth, organic search outperforms PPC by a massive margin, and the reasons for this are entirely structural.
Walk me through that.
Let's look at the conversion disparity first, because the numbers really tell the story here. Industry data puts the close rate for organic search leads at around 14.6%.
14.6%. Okay.
Compare that to roughly 1.7% for paid and outbound channels.
Wait, a 14.6% close rate versus a 1.7% close rate. That is a massive gap. Why is there a 10x difference in closing an organic lead versus a paid lead?
It really comes down to the mechanism of trust, or what I like to call the readiness factor. Think about the journey of an organic prospect versus a paid prospect.
Okay, the paid prospect just panicked and clicked the first thing they saw.
Right. The paid prospect had a problem, impulsively clicked the ad at the top of the page, and made a quick call. But the organic prospect takes a much deeper journey.
They do more research.
Exactly. They searched, they scrolled past the sponsored ads because many consumers are naturally skeptical of ads, right? They clicked on an organic result. They landed on your site.
They actually spent time there.
Yes. They read your educational content about what to do after a truck accident. Maybe they watched a 2-minute video of you explaining the legal process. They checked your Google reviews.
So they've spent time with you before they ever dial the number.
Precisely. By the time that person finally picks up the phone or fills out a form, they have built a parasocial relationship with you.
Right. They feel like they know you.
Yeah. They arrive at a totally different level of trust and readiness. They aren't just looking for a lawyer anymore. They have evaluated you and decided that you are the right lawyer for them.
Which completely changes the dynamic of the intake call, too. You aren't selling them on your firm. You're just confirming that you can take their case.
It makes the intake team's job infinitely easier. And then there are the economics of it, specifically when we look at the map pack.
The Google map results.
Right. You know those top three local map results that show up right below the ads on a Google search? For local searches, where the vast majority of law firm clients actually originate, the map pack is incredibly powerful.
How do the costs compare there?
Well, organic rankings in the map pack cost roughly $45 to $85 per lead. Compare that to the $150 to $350 or more per lead you're paying for paid search.
The cost difference is just night and day. But let me push back on this a bit, because organic SEO takes time.
It does.
It can take 6 to 12 months to start seeing real movement in those rankings. If a firm needs revenue this quarter to keep the lights on, telling them to just focus on organic content is a really tough sell.
And that is a very fair critique. SEO is a long-term play. It requires a lot of patience. But let's look at the mechanism of why it's worth that wait.
Okay.
People always use this cliche analogy that PPC is like renting an apartment and SEO is like owning a house.
Uh-huh.
But let's take it a step further to really understand the mechanics.
I like a good analogy.
Relying solely on PPC is like paying a scalper outside a stadium for a single ticket every single time you want to see a game.
Oh, that's good. You get in that day, sure.
You get in. But the second you stop paying the scalper, you are completely locked out.
And the scalper can raise the price whenever they want.
Always. Organic search, on the other hand, is like buying a stake in the team.
Right.
It costs more upfront. It takes time to negotiate. But once you build that authority, Google actually wants to surface your content because your high-quality answers make their search engine look better to their users.
So your presence compounds over 12 months and keeps generating traffic for years.
Exactly. The economics of compounding organic authority just fundamentally beat the economics of buying single tickets from a scalper.
So with organic being so structurally powerful, does that mean a firm should just turn off their Google ads entirely? Are you saying PPC is inherently the wrong move?
I am so glad you brought that up, because we really need to make a crucial pivot here. None of this means PPC is wrong or useless.
Yep.
Organic is the primary driver, yes. But the absolute magic happens when you stop treating these channels as isolated silos. PPC has a highly strategic role when it is used correctly and integrated into a broader strategy.
So when does it actually make economic sense to deploy that budget?
Well, it makes sense in a couple of specific scenarios, addressing exactly the friction you mentioned earlier. First, for brand new law firms.
Yeah, they need cases today.
Exactly. If you just opened your doors, you need immediate leads, while your SEO and organic preference takes time to build. PPC is the perfect stopgap for that.
That makes total sense. What's the second scenario?
Second, it's great for highly targeted, specific, high-value case types. If you have a clear return on investment case for a very specific type of mass tort, or, you know, a niche area of commercial litigation, a tightly controlled exact match PPC campaign can be highly effective.
So the firms seeing the absolute strongest marketing ROI aren't betting everything on one channel?
No, never. They're using an integrated ecosystem approach.
So it's not SEO versus PPC. It's how they feed each other.
Exactly. I mean, that is the core strategy. Forward Push's approach is all about building this interconnected system. Let's look at how the mechanics of this actually play out.
How does it work?
The most successful firms are running organic SEO to build that compounding authority. At the same time, they are investing heavily in local SEO, so they dominate that map pack with strong reviews and local citations.
Right.
They're also structuring their site's content beautifully, so it gets pulled into the new AI overviews that Google is rolling out.
Oh, that's where Google's AI summarizes the answer right at the very top of the page, right?
Yes, pulling directly from the most authoritative organic sites. So you have organic, local, and AI all working. Then they run targeted PPC for specific case types where the math makes sense.
Okay.
And finally, they use retargeting ads. Retargeting is crucial.
That's when a prospect visits your site, maybe gets distracted, leaves, and then sees a subtle visual ad for your firm while they're reading the news or scrolling social media later that week.
Exactly. It creates a closed loop.
It sounds like a web of validation for the prospective client. Everywhere they look during the research phase, there you are, established and authoritative.
Web of validation. That is the perfect way to frame it. Every single channel reinforces the others. And this isn't just theory. It is a mechanical reality of how Google's algorithms work.
Really? How so?
Well, for instance, your robust organic content actually improves what Google calls the quality score of your paid ads. When your landing page has deep, relevant content, Google rewards you with cheaper cost per click rates.
Wait, so your SEO literally makes your PPC cheaper?
It literally does.
That's a huge mechanism most people miss. They treat the budgets as completely separate checkbooks.
They do. And furthermore, when a prospect sees you in the map pack and then also sees your paid listing, the organic presence validates the paid ad.
Right. It proves you're real.
Yes. Being featured in an AI overview builds ultimate trust that improves your conversion rate across every other channel. I really want to push back against this silver bullet marketing myth that runs rampant in the legal industry.
Oh, yeah. Lawyers are always looking for the one secret trick, the one platform that will solve all their lead generation problems overnight.
Usually whatever the newest social media platform is, right?
Always.
But it's never about optimizing one single channel to its absolute limit while ignoring the rest. It is about building an interconnected ecosystem. All channels communicating, all pointing to the exact same outcome.
Getting the right qualified client to call the right firm.
Exactly.
So to fix the 82% failure rate, it really requires zooming out and taking a holistic look at the entire journey, from the keyword search to the landing page to the actual intake protocol.
You have to look at the whole board. So let's do a quick recap of the educational journey we've been on today.
Let's do it.
We started by looking at why so many firms bleed budget with Google Ads. It's the keyword disconnect. Burning money on broad match terms that have no real intent. It's the landing page disconnect, sending highly specific distressed searches to generic hospital directory homepages. We talked about solving the intake speed problem, realizing that if you aren't responding in under 5 minutes, you are simply losing the race before it starts.
Which is a tough pill to swallow.
It is. Then we explored the incredible compounding mechanics of organic search, with its 14.6% close rate and drastically cheaper cost per lead. And finally, we tied it all together into an integrated system where organic, local, AI, and paid search all work together to lower your costs and build trust.
It's a lot to audit, but understanding the mechanisms behind these channels completely changes how a firm should allocate their marketing budget.
It changes the whole paradigm. And as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final lingering thought to evaluate your own practice today.
Okay.
Think about your firm's current intake infrastructure. If your ideal high-value client clicked an ad and called your office this very second, Would they speak to someone in under 5 minutes, or would they be calling your competitor by the time you check your messages?
That is a phenomenal question to think about. It really tests whether you are actually ready for the leads you're paying for.
It is the question that will define the next decade of legal marketing. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. This has been the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. We'll catch you next time.